Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December the 14th, 1653, an enslaved man from Barbados named Bullo, alias George, was baptized at St. Cuthbert's in Wells, Somerset, England. He thus became the first Barbadian slave to be baptized since the beginning of African slavery in Barbados in 1636. To understand the circumstances of Bullo's baptism, we must delve into the history of the English Civil War from 1642 to 1651. This war was between the Royalists, supporting King Charles I, and the Roundheads, led by Oliver Cromwell, supporting Parliament. A man named Humphrey Walrond, who was from a landowning family in Devon, was a staunch royalist, and he was taken prisoner by the parliamentary forces in 1645. He and his brother Edward Walrond were then allowed to emigrate to Barbados, which was still a royalist stronghold, in 1646, where they continued to be active supporters of the royalist cause. During his time in Barbados, Humphrey Walrond was a close friend of Richard Ligon, who wrote the first history of Barbados, published in 1657. He also owned a plantation and built a fine stone mansion for his family just outside Bridgetown at Indian River, in an area that was renamed Fontebel in 1657. Warren's fine house later became the official residence of the governor of Barbados. In 1651, a military expedition was sent by Cromwell to subdue Barbados, and the island was surrendered to the parliamentary forces in January 1652. Following the surrender, Humphrey and Edward Walrond were banished back to England. Humphrey's son George, aged about 19, followed him to England a few months later, arriving in London in January 1653. George delayed joining his father in Somerset for several weeks, because he was waiting for the arrival of his beloved slave, Bullo. We know very little about Bullo's origins, although he was undoubtedly African-born. George recorded in his diary that Bullo had had severe trouble with his feet and had lost some toes. It has been speculated that the cause was leprosy, but perhaps this was a very early case of diabetes, a disease that was unrecognized and undiagnosed in Barbados before the 19th century. After Bullo arrived in England, George Warren took him with him to his father's residence in Wells, Somerset, where he was baptized. The official baptismal record reads as follows. December the 14th, 1653. George, an Ethiopian Negro, black man, baptized. The officiating minister was the Reverend Dr. John Chetwynd, a Presbyterian, who followed the baptism by preaching, well, 2 hours on the subject. It was a highly unusual step in those days to have an enslaved man baptized, and it is notable that Bullo was given George as his Christian name. Perhaps he had been the playmate, or had been assigned to look after George Walrond when George was a boy growing up in Barbados. Whatever their exact relationship, their bond seems to have been more than just master and slave. The last trace we have of Bullo, alias George, was in January 1654, when he left Bristol aboard a ship to return to Barbados, in the company of George Walrond's younger brother, John. We can only speculate on how the first African slave to become a Christian was received when he arrived back in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.